Our story begins at Alexandra's apartment, where Adriana has just come out of her room.
Gosh, Adriana, what's going on with you? I was banging on your door earlier.
I don't really want to talk, Alex.
What's the matter? Did you go talk to Charlie like I said?
Yes, and it was a terrible mistake.
Welcome to Scripts and Scruples.
Oh, no. What happened?
Well, when he opened the door, it looked like he'd been sleeping or something, and then I saw her.
Who?
He had a woman in his penthouse with him. They had obviously just slept together.
Oh, Adriana, I'm sorry.
I could tell by the look in his eyes that he wasn't happy to see me.
Of course. But that's just because of everything you said when you broke up with him. Did you tell him the truth, that you still love him?
Are you kidding? I couldn't tell him while he was in the middle of sex with another woman. In fact, I've decided that I'll never tell him the truth. It doesn't matter anymore.
Adriana, are you sure you want to do that?
Yes, I'm sure. It's over, Alex. For good.
At his apartment, Kyle Carpenter is trying to wake up his nephew, CJ, who is asleep on the couch.
Hey, kid, wake up.
Leave me alone. I'm having a great dream here.
Yeah, apparently. You keep saying the name Dara over and over. Who the hell's that?
Let me sleep, Uncle Kyle.
I promised your mother that I'd take care of you and get you to school on time, so get up, brush your teeth, and hit the road.
I have plenty of time. 10 more minutes.
I have to get to the station early today, kid, so I want you up. Now.
I thought I was going to get a break for the obnoxious wake-up routine with Mom and Dad out of town.
No such luck. Now up and at 'em.
At TM Productions, a happy Charlie strolls up to Hannah's desk.
Good morning, Cupcake.
Morning, Charlie. You're awfully chipper today.
I am chipper because I am madly in love.
In love? With Gretchen?
Yep, you pinned the tail right on the donkey, the sweetest woman in the entire world.
Hey, congratulations. I don't think I've ever seen you this happy.
Well, that would make sense, because I don't think I've ever been this happy.
That's awesome, Charlie. I'm so happy for you.
And not even a visit from Adriana Cummings could ruin the perfect day we had together yesterday.
Adriana Cummings? You saw her? How?
Apparently she's been released from Westside. She stopped by my penthouse to tell me something, but then she ended up not saying anything at all.
What was that all about?
Oh, I don't know. Who cares? I'm never going to forgive her for what she did to me. And I'm just going to forget I ever knew her at all. Now, Miss Gretchen, on the other hand, she's the woman for me in every way possible.
At Serena's apartment, Dirk has just stopped by for breakfast.
Don't you have to be at school or something?
I have 2 vacation days left, and I decided to take one today. So you get to have breakfast with me. Aren't you lucky?
Wonderful. My favorite cousin.
That's not saying too much.
Funny.
So what's up with you? How's work?
Work is work.
And what about your personal life? Have you considered getting back out there into the dating scene?
Oh, please, Dirk. My husband just died last year.
But Serena, the two of you weren't really together for that long before. You're a young, beautiful woman. You deserve some personal happiness in your life. It can't be all about Denise and work.
It isn't. I also have breakfast with you.
You know what I mean. There aren't any guys that you know that you even have the slightest interest in?
No.
That wasn't very convincing. So there is someone.
Well, there is a great guy, a little younger, that I do find quite attractive.
Oh, yeah? And how do you know this person?
He's one of my employees.
Oh, no. Don't even think about going there, Serena.
Hey, I didn't say I was thinking about anything. You asked, and I told you.
Mixing business with pleasure is never a good idea.
Well, so far we haven't mixed anything. But he's pretty hot.
Spare me.
He was over here last night, and we had some wine together. It felt good to have a man in this apartment.
Good wine? Was it a date?
No, he was just dropping off some work papers. It was just nice.
So what are you thinking? Are you going to pursue this guy?
He has a girlfriend, so technically he's not available.
Technically? So you are making a play for him?
I don't know, maybe. Stay tuned.
I don't want to see you get hurt again, Serena. Going after a man who was already taken is probably not the greatest idea in the world.
Hey, I don't chase after men. They chase me. And in the not-too-distant future, we'll see if Todd Malone will do the same.
Join us again next time for another exciting episode of Scripts and Scruples.